The Pixar structure, the Steve Jobs story. Once upon a time, there was a company that wanted to revolutionize the personal computer. They had the huge ambition to be the best in the business, better than IBM or any other competitor, with a focus on design and ease of use. Their vision was immense. Every day, Steve Jobs and his business partner, Steve Wozniak, explored the development of the Apple products, starting off in Steve Jobs' parents' garage. Day after day, they worked on their invention and networked to develop the right relationships. Then one day, they received financing from a group of investors who believed in their vision and the brilliance of their product. Because of that, they were able to develop their first consumer product, the Apple II, and showcase it at a major tech conference in the US. People were astonished by their achievement, which boosted their confidence towards continuing on this challenging journey of creating amazing products and a successful business. Because of that, they were able to market the computer, making it the most successful mass-produced microcomputing product in the world. The product sold all around the world, making the company $2 million in profits solely on the strength of the Apple II. Until finally, Apple products became a global phenomenon that many of us use in some capacity on a daily basis. The company now has over 500 stores, 132,000 employees, and a revenue of over $200 billion. Apple was a company founded on the belief of big dreams. As Steve Jobs narrated in one of their ad campaigns, "Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules. You can quote them, disagree with them, or vilify them. But the one thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius, because the ones who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do."